Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack misplays the ball. That's an error on Mack. Callaway moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag bunts in front of the plate. Denning fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to third. Moses moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Denning for a passed ball. Quell moves to second. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to third for the out. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL juggles the ball. That's an error on QL. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 0 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Denning and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wells settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. QL reaches second base with a double. Wright moves to third. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh is walked intentionally. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-1 in the game. Denning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Denning moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. QL bunts towards first. Fleming fields the ball and throws to Dean covering. Safe. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. Wells strikes out. There goes QL. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh is walked intentionally. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL scores. Tresh scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Denning hits a line drive towards third. Wells reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-3 in the game. Wells hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes pinch hits for Chubby Dean. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells juggles the ball. That's an error on Wells. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Boudreau moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Denning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag. Denning reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Hegan pinch hits for Roy Weatherly. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.